The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There was no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name," and all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke blessings of God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
So, John the Baptist, in the New Testament, his life was revealed more than anybody else, except Jesus Christ, of course. Even before he was born, we already know what happened, that his parents were very old, that it was impossible for them to get pregnant. Yet Elizabeth got pregnant, and that Zechariah, when he was told that his wife will get pregnant, he doubted. And because he doubted, he became dumb, unable to speak. The funny thing is, he was deaf, just unable to speak. That's why I find it funny when we heard the gospel today, if you realize that the neighbors were making signs. Instead of telling John, Zechariah, "What will be the name of your son?" Why? Zechariah wasn't deaf. He was just simply unable to talk. They could have simply said, "Hey, Zechariah, what name do you want?" They didn't need to make signs. Remember the hand signs? Why do you have that? Because if the person is deaf. So the point is, Zechariah was able to speak again after John the Baptist was born. And of course, we know what he said, because all the priests, nuns, bishops, and the popes, we have been saying this canticle ever since, the canticle of Zechariah. I don't know if some of you have the chance to grow in your faith. Instead of simply praying the rosary, we encourage everybody actually to pray the Psalms, the morning prayers and the evening prayers. And the canticle of Zechariah is found in the morning prayers, when it said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David." And then later on he said, about his son. And you, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. So Zechariah revealed the function, the purpose why John the Baptist was born, to prepare the way of the Lord. And that's what he did. John the Baptist grew in the desert, and when he grew up, he simply desired to fulfill what he was meant to be. Behold the Lamb of God. That is what he said. Behold the Lamb of God. We keep repeating that every time the priest raised the host before, when we sing Lamb of God. Why? Because we are meant to know God through Jesus Christ, since Jesus Christ himself is God. And yet, what happened to him? Still, even though he was simply introducing, revealing Christ to the people, still, some got angry at him. See, that's the problem. You have to realize, it's normal for us priests to tick people off. You know, it's normal. You know, don't be surprised if we're not surprised. Because whatever we say, there will be people who will complain. Always. Okay? So I'm not surprised, I'm not shocked, I'm not sad. Because some of you are really what? Hard-headed. St. John the Baptist, he was a great preacher. He lived a life, a holy life, and still what happened? He got beheaded. Why? Because he exposed who? Herod. He did something really bad. What did he do? He married his brother's wife. What's wrong with that? It was against the law. Why of all people, why would you marry your brother's wife? What was needed? Why did you do that? And of course, Herod got threatened, and what did he do? He imprisoned John the Baptist. He wasn't happy with that, because the wife wanted him dead. When Herod's daughter danced, and because Herod was so pleased with the performance of his daughter who danced very well, he even promised, I will even give half of my kingdom. Because I was so happy with your performance. What do you want? And the daughter asked her mother. And the mother said, give me the head of John the Baptist on a platter. See? So don't be surprised if we also expose the hypocrisy of politicians. Because the politicians are not God's messenger. No? They are not God's messengers. They are not source of morality. And when they use something from the Bible, remember this. Even the devil, when he was tempting Jesus Christ for 40 days, when he spent fasting in the desert for 40 days, what did the devil do? He used the scriptures to tempt Christ himself. So when you hear, for example, politicians nowadays say, oh, it's all about the children, and then they advocate abortion. What is that? What do you call that? Two-faced. Inconsistent. No? Inconsistent. And the politicians are inconsistent. For example, everybody here should agree that charity begins at home. Why would politicians be involved with other countries? Why don't we protect ourselves first? See, again, they will use an issue just to what? To look relevant. That's the problem with politics. They will do anything, they will say anything to look relevant, even though they really don't believe in what they're saying or what they are serving. No? So be careful. Again, John the Baptist, his purpose simply was what? Lead you to God. He didn't care at all whether or not people will love him. What did he say? Yes, people respected him, feared him. The Pharisees and the scribes wanted him dead. He even exposed them. He exposed the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. He didn't hesitate to even go against them. And here they were going to St. John the Baptist, supposedly to repent. But John the Baptist saw their hypocrisy. And yet, even though he was feared, respected by people, when Christ came, he said, "He must increase, I must decrease." As long as I tell you to let you know what you are supposed to do as Christians and become like Christ, I don't care whether or not you like me. Because what is important in the long run is all about Christ. Sometimes I'm concerned because, like when we have saints, like Padre Pio or whoever saints, and then all of a sudden people kept flocking to the saints. But I wonder if and when saints die, if they are Christ-centered or saint-centered. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, because there are some who are so involved with the saint that they forget about why the saint became a saint in the first place. Because they believed, lived, and died for Christ and with Christ. So celebrating St. John the Baptist's birthday is to remind ourselves that we are supposed to be waiting for the Lord, you and I. Second, you and I are supposed to prepare the way of the Lord. So you and I are supposed to tell people by our lives how Christian life should be. But if we are like everybody else, selfish and worldly and sinful, how can we convince how important, how wonderful it is to be loved by Christ? And third, of course, is to make sure that you are willing to suffer for Christ. If you heard the first reading was about the servant who felt that he was talking so much and nothing is happening. And yet, what did he say at the end? That ultimately it is about me pleasing the Lord, me being with the Lord. My recompense is the Lord. Ultimately, that is what you and I should strive for. Huh? Not for money, not for power or fame, but to be with the Lord. We are here temporarily because we are meant to go somewhere with somebody else, and that is to be with God in His heavenly kingdom. And my purpose as your priest is to make sure you understand what you're supposed to do, and then you have to do your part in fulfilling the will of God. So St. John the Baptist is our example for today. St. John the Baptist is a person that was used by God to introduce Christ to the New Testament, and he fulfilled perfectly his role. And you and I are also meant to see each other in God's heavenly kingdom.